For example, PLD 0 GH, date is 06/07/2022, dictation is 4. Miss Alicia Figuera. Figuera spells F-I-G-U-E-R-O-A. Alicia spells A-L-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 10/5/1962. This is a 59-year-old female here with right wrist pain, period. Next paragraph. Patient stated this started approximately 2.5 weeks ago after she fell while at work. She said she was off the clock and was coming down some stairs and fell onto her outstretched hand. She said she's been having pain since. She rated pain as sharp. Rated said pain is approximately 8 of 10. Worse with trying to grip, touch, or motion of her wrist, period. Said most of her pain is located on the lateral surface of her wrist in the region of her scaphoid, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's correction, review of system, she denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies neck pain, denies headache, denies blurred vision or double vision, denies chest pain, denies abdominal pain. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, obese young lady in mild distress, vital signs are as follows: 135 over 40 over 75, blood pressure, pulse 74, respiration 16, temperature 96.8, O2 status 99% at room air. Next paragraph, right wrist, she has scaphoid tenderness, there is edema, she has reduced range of motion in all fields, namely flexion, extension, ulnar deviation and radial deviation, period. There's no step off, no deformity. There's no erythema. Joint is not hot to touch, period. And its joint is neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, no discomfort, range of motion, no tenderness to palpation, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, distended secondary to obesity, no tenderness to palpation, she has normal bowel sounds, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph, extremities except right wrist, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right wrist contusion. Assessment number two is a fall. Assessment number three is right wrist pain. Assessment number four is right wrist edema, period. Today, next paragraph, today a patient had an x-ray of her right wrist. This x-ray was interpreted by the radiologist as follows. Quote, no fractures or malalignment is identified, period. The carpal bones appears intact, period. Mild degenerative changes are present in the wrist. The soft tissues are unremarkable, period. Next paragraph, patient was given a wrist splint, a Velcro type, to wear at all times. And she was advised to wear it especially at nights when she is asleep and be moving and she does not know the extent and direction of her moves. The splint will help maintain and prevent motion of her wrists, period. The x-ray does not, the radiologist does not, is not impressed that there is a scaphoid fracture. However, this patient will benefit from a wrist brace because of pain with motion, period. She was sent home with the following medication, Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 30 days. No refills. Number 30. She was educated on the use of the splint and the importance of wearing it at all times. She will be referred to a occupational therapist as her work entails the use of her hands, and with this severe pain and discomfort. She may need some help to get back to baseline, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.